Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. The tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Luke chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. That's our passage today. Thanks for joining us as we continue through the Gospels. Prayer is simply talking to the Father. We can cut the formula and spiritually sounding jargon. We are not praying to impress others, but to express our hearts to God. We can share with Him our joys and our struggles, fears and anxieties, desires and disappointments. Years ago, there was a man in our church who could really pray. I mean, really pray. He had a way with words and would pray for long periods of time. It seemed like every syllable was shooting from his lips to the throne of God. Honestly, he intimidated me. Listening to him made me feel like my offerings to God lacked substance. And I was not the only one who felt that way. Many others refused to pray in public after hearing this man scrape the heavens with the poetry of his prayer. Well, in today's passage, it wasn't the Pharisee, but the tax collector who truly prayed. The Pharisee's prayer may have been poetic, but he prayed so that men would hear. The tax collector was concerned that only God would hear. He was concerned only with the audience of one. He humbled himself to the point that he wouldn't even look to heaven, but admitted, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. So don't be intimidated by the prayers of others. Just humbly communicate with your Heavenly Father. Father, help me to keep my communication with you frequent and fresh and humble. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.